but I was extremely shy and sensitive. And as I grew up, I wanted to fit in. And so I've spent a lifetime trying to figure out how to fit in and be a regular person. And in my travels and struggles in that regard, I discovered some very basic human needs and human strategies that everyone uses with more or less facility to connect and maintain relationships. And so I have made it my life's work to master those skills and also to share those ways of being and strategies with other people.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Have you ever thought about discovering yourself, your ideal life, what you would be happy living for the rest of your life? And it's an interesting question, an interesting challenge. Today's guest is happy in herself, so happy in her own skin. Naomi Cobb has taken the time to work out what makes her happy, and part of that is the environment in which she lives. And we're going to hear a bit today about how she can pick herself up and put herself in any place, any country, and make connections wherever she goes. I'm your host for today, Anne Nelson. Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And today I have a really exciting guest. Naomi Cobb is a 71-year-old and is a coach, a transformational trainer, and has spent the last 5 years in Costa Rica and is now living in Ecuador. Naomi considers herself to be a global citizen who easily finds like-minded people wherever she goes. So welcome to the show, Naomi.
Thank you, Anne. It's an honor to be on your show.
You've been through a lot of changes in your life. So do you want to give us just a bit of a background to how you've ended up where you are?
Well, every time one tells their life story, I guess it gets shorter and shorter. And I myself found I have lightened up a lot about it. It used to be very significant, but now it's just what happened. So I started out as a very shy person on the Asperger's spectrum, if people know what that is. And I wasn't a non-talking person, but I was extremely shy and sensitive. And as I grew up, I wanted to fit in. And so I've spent a lifetime trying to figure out how to fit in and be a regular person. And in my travels and struggles in that regard, I discovered some very basic human needs and human strategies that everyone uses with more or less facility to connect and maintain relationships. And so I have made it my life's work to master those skills and also to share those ways of being and strategies with other people, even normal communicators who still bump into walls and trash relationships. I found some ways to help folks get along.
It's amazing. You've had a long journey and you've changed countries even to find your peace, because you weren't happy with how they were treating people back in your home country, were you? But you found a place to call home down there in South America.
Yes, I do find it a warmer culture here, and also in Costa Rica. People hug, people touch each other, you know, and just connect more. There's less positioning, I'm going to say, in the way of connection.
Yeah. I think it's important that people, when they're looking at retirement, that they find somewhere where they're going to be happy and to live a useful, purposeful life. So what's led you to South America?
Well, the cost of living and the weather are two main factors, as I'm sure they are for many of the people who have emigrated here.
Yeah. A sense of community is what's created in some of these retirement living places, but I think they're more, when they're commercially run, it's more about having patients or clients and not really creating a nice community to live in.
I totally agree. And often there are expat ghettos in some countries and some places. I am not a fan of that myself. I like to be integrated into the local community with the local people at every level of society and do my best to look people in the eye, greet them genuinely as another soul as I pass on the street, and connect and make friends with the local vendors and my organic farmers, as well as people that speak my language from North America.
And I believe that you have been studying up about integrative physicians, of finding that community engagement is the primary factor in being well and longevity.
Yes, I was actually very pleased to see an article about that recently, that there have been a lot of studies showing that continuing to stay engaged as older folks, rather than retreating, staying at home, thinking, oh, that party's for younger people, I'm too old to go dancing, I'm too old to, you know, using the I'm too old to keep us from engaging, rather than making younger friends and finding groups that have like interests. For instance, I've just been here 6 weeks in Ecuador. I already have a group that, when I'm ready, because I'm still recovering from my hip replacement, I walk on flat for hours, but it'll be a little while till I join this hiking club I've been invited to. But I volunteer at one of the cathedrals. There's a food giveaway for the Venezuelan refugees that have landed here. And I do that once a week for 3 hours and have met some amazing expats there. And we have a well-oiled team. We get to connect with these Ecuadorian refugees who are, you know, amazing people, well-educated. And it's not like homeless people. I mean, they are homeless, virtually homeless, but they're people that have been uprooted, could be any one of us in another time, political situation. So I get to do that. That's fulfilling. I think it's important people find a place to volunteer, because you find, you know, good-hearted people when you volunteer. It's a great way to make friends, find a community to worship with, no matter what your affiliation. I've already connected with my political parties, you know, politics abroad here. One of the ways that I found that's very strategic for finding people is the Facebook groups. I can't thank Facebook enough, because if you just type in your country and your keywords, you know, maybe it's Bridge Club, or maybe it's in my case, the city I live in is called Cuenca, C-U-E-N-C-A in Ecuador, Cuenca Vegans. I can find people right away, you see. And then from there, I've been invited to language practice, informal language practice, 4 times a week now with 2 different groups, different restaurants. We just go there, have a coffee, and switch languages every half hour. You know, it flows from there. You make a friend and they say, hey, did you know about this? And like that.
Well, 6 weeks isn't long and you're already doing so much. So you sounds like you've got a bit of a formula going on there.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so glad to be on this show to share this with other people that are thinking of going abroad. They don't feel like they're going to be all alone, especially if they're a woman who doesn't have a spouse or a lover, and they're living alone, and they may be shy to connect. And really, all we have to do is consider ourselves a fellow human and know what our values are and how we like to spend our time, and reach out on Facebook or through the Yellow Pages or whatever they have there.
Yeah.
Or even ask the local grocer, you know, do you know a good Catholic church near here, or whatever it is you're interested in?
Right.
Freedom to ask. I offer a course called Freedom to Ask, actually.
Sounds interesting. Freedom to ask. You mentioned being alone, but you're not lonely. So are you encouraging other single women to not be put off by that, and to the you can just assimilate just as easily as a couple?
In my view, yes. It does take self-love, self-esteem, self-care. We all know what that means, eating to honor ourselves and doing our movement, whatever that is for you, yoga or walking or whatever, feeding our body, mind, and soul with things that nourish our well-being, I'm going to say. If people want more ideas about that, they can always private message me. We can talk about that.
Yeah. You've easily transitioned from Costa Rica to Ecuador, and have you already set yourself up with somewhere to live, and you're immersed in society there. Is it easy to live in Ecuador? Or can anyone, they welcome expats, I assume?
Yes, I think it is very easy with a positive attitude and a smile on your face. I think it's very easy. I got this place because when I knew I was moving here, I posted on Facebook on my personal page that I was moving to Ecuador. And I had chosen Cuenca because I had done the research online on Google, different cities and people's opinions. And I had been part of a spiritual women's group in Northern California before Costa Rica. And someone there said, oh, you know, I've already moved to Cuenca. I'm so glad you're coming in my direction. I hope I can be your welcome wagon. We started talking a year before I got here.
Wow. Well, that's really great to see that you can reach out there over the social media and you find friends that can help you. It's a really encouraging story and empowering, really, because when you're on your own, you're not really on your own. You just have to reach out and you can find someone.
And if you're lucky enough to have a kind of spiritual practice and faith that there is a creator and a creative force that flows through all of us, then we don't feel so separated. We know that we're never alone.
So what else would you like to share about the importance of community with us today?
Well, I have found that the forums online on Facebook have been extremely helpful with any questions I have about where to find some item that isn't in the normal place that I would look for at shop. You know, maybe I would expect that it would be in a grocery store, but no, it's in the agricultural store or the hardware store. Or, you know, where to find a good translator for my documents or whatever needs you might have. The forums are set up to help people. And a lot of us retirees spend an hour a day paying it forward and answering questions that were answered for us and referring people to resources.
Right. It's wonderful to see you looking so happy and just set up. And just amazing how easily you can just uproot and move to another country like that.
Yeah. And Ecuador's immigration policies are pretty straightforward and not as challenging as some other countries.
Do you have to commit to a certain time there?
Well, in the first 2 years, yeah. But, I mean, it's not like you have to stay here the whole time for the 2 years. You can go away for a month. But, you know, as far as the documentation they require and the monetary investment or passive income they require, it's a lot lower than other countries.
Yeah. Okay, so would you like to summarize the highlights of Ecuador for us so we have an idea of what it would be like to come over there?
Well, in this city anyway, it's very peaceful, very clean, very inexpensive. Lots of local farmers markets every single day of the week that are staffed by the indigenous women. And there are street lights. The streets are laid out symmetrically. This is a big deal, having come from Costa Rica. And there are actual addresses, so it's easier to find things.
What's the language like there? Is it easy to communicate?
Well, it's Spanish, and people love to practice their English, but a little bit of Spanish goes a long way. People are honored that you're making an effort.
And how are older people received?
Oh, with respect. Yeah, that was another reason for leaving the U.S. My experience after I turned 50 was that I was invisible in such a youth culture. And walking down the street as a woman, I felt unseen. But here, people of all ages connect. You know, they're not yet walking down the street in their cell phones. And they say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone.
Okay. Well, it just sounds absolutely wonderful. And at 71 years old, this coach, transformational trainer, looks like you're going to be continuing on for a lot longer. I've heard that as we age, that we shouldn't worry about age, and that's a way to stay young, that we should forget about celebrating birthdays and not concentrate on our age.
I couldn't agree more. Be an ageless being. Any ticks and twitches that we have, you could find a lot of younger people that are unfortunately suffering the same thing. So, you know, just do your best to eat well and move and think positively and engage with people. And I think one day at a time, you know, don't worry. Celebrate the end of the day. Wake up in gratitude for another day to have an adventure.
Right. Well, it sounds like very wise words. And if any of the listeners wanted to get in touch with you, Naomi, where would they go?
Well, my main channel, I have to say, is Facebook Messenger. So just drop me a quick note. Even if we're not friends yet, send me a friend request. I still have some space for friends. And, you know, let's have a chat.
Okay, so it's Naomi Kolb, C-O-L-B. And you can find her on Facebook. Well, thanks very much for being part of the Retire Well, Retire Happy show today. And I always love chatting with you. You're very inspiring.
Thank you, Anne. It's my pleasure. And my first name is spelled N-A-O-M-I.
Right.
Just so they know that.
All right.
All right. Thanks again, Anne.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.